This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Right, okay, good evening. So the first lot is going to be a summary of the halachas of the 9 days. Last week we discussed the 3 weeks. Today is the 9 days. And next week we'll do the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and specifically Tisha B'Av, which falls on a Shabbos and when it's Nidcha, etc. So let's go through some of the halachas of the 9 days. Familiar, I'm sure, of course, but it's always important to just review the halachas. Again, I've taken almost everything from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, just so that we can, of ease, we can fly through some of the halachas quickly. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf, when Av comes in, this year, of course, that is Friday. So come, we reduce our simcha. The famous vort of the Kotzka. The Kotzka says that it doesn't say we abandon simcha. We reduce our simcha. When it's Adar comes in, it's Marbim simcha. It's like a pilot light that's always there. Simcha should be a constant in our lives. We just turn up and down as appropriate, but it should certainly be a constant. Ein boinin binyan shel simcha. We're not allowed to build. So if a person has builders, decorators, you're not allowed to build a binyan shel simcha, a binyan shehu rak laharvacha, or a building which is just for profit. If a person agreed a price with a non-Jewish person to decorate his house, if you can push off the builder, pay him a little bit more to appease him, until after Tisha B'Av, then it's appropriate, that's the right thing to do. Then if it's not the case, that would be okay. Now, what exactly is a binyan shel simcha? So the poskim say, any construction for anything but sort of basic dwelling is also on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, I've put in the note to the bottom, construction for an extension or an overcrowded home is mutter, but building a swimming pool, for example, in your garden, or a holiday home, that should not be done in the 9 days. Rav Moshe has an interesting psak, that someone who began wallpapering before the 9 days, he may continue until Shabbos Chazoin. So that would actually, he'd be allowed the whole of next week if the wallpapering and decorating was going on. Now, let's move on. A Jewish person who's got a court case with a non-Jewish person, lishtamit minei, he should try and push it off. Mishum Dereya Mazle. In the month of Av, his mazel, a Jewish person's mazel, is bad. Im Efshi Yishtamit Kol HaChodesh. If he can, he should try and push it off the entire month of Av. V'lechol HaPochus Ad Lach HaTisha B'Av. At least until after Tisha B'Av. Interestingly, I met someone a couple of days ago. He told me he had a certain court case, and I was thinking about this. That he had a court case that just worked out before Rosh Chodesh. He told me this morning that he actually lost, so his mazel didn't work. But the point is, if a person does have a din Torah with an Einu Yehudi, he should try and push it off until after ideally Chodesh Av, or at least until after Tisha B'Av. Ein mekadshnes halavona ad lacha Tisha B'Av. We shouldn't do kiddush lavona until after Tisha B'Av. So therefore, come sometime next week, later on in the week, Thursday, whenever 3 days after the Maulid, or Wednesday, Thursday, the earliest possible time, we should try and push it off until after Tisha B'Av, because it should be done in a joyous state of mind, which is appropriate for the 9 days. Okay, now the next halacha regarding meat and wine during the 9 days, that's probably one of the most nogea for us, says the Kitzin, Sifches, Minak B'chol Yisrael Shlo Lechel Bosa. The minhag is not to eat meat, and not to drink wine, but tisha yomim shemin rish chodesh ad lacha Tisha B'Av. V'osa afilu b'tavshil shenizbashil b'bosa. It's also also to have food, even food which is cooked in a meaty dish. So that is referring to a chulant, for example. Imagine you pick out a potato from the chulant. So the potato has got the status of food which is cooked in a special boy boss in a dish which there is meat there, and therefore even that is not allowed. Now, the question that is often asked is, what about using your fleishik pot to cook para food? So say, for example, use a fleishik pot, a meaty pot, to cook a para vegetable soup or something. So that is actually fine. So long as the meaty pot, there is no actual meat on it, so long as the para of food is cooked in a clean meaty pot, then that would be allowed to be eaten in the 9 days. And more than that, generally, throughout the year, that doing that does not make you meaty. So if I want to have, a vegetable soup cooked in a meaty pot, I'm allowed to do so. It does not make me meaty. The only thing you cannot do is to eat it directly with milk. So therefore, if you were cooking, let's say, a thick onion soup in a meaty pot and you wanted to add cheese, then that would not be allowed. But to eat it, para food cooked in a clean meaty pot, that does not make you meaty. You would be able to do so throughout the year without become meaty, and also in the 9 days. Okay, moving on. Va'ach. Misha, second line of this second box. Va'ach misha ma'acholi chol of mazikin lo. If someone cannot tolerate milk food, yoch lechol bosa oif. There's no alternatives what to eat. He can have chicken. For a chayla, everything is mutter. And again, I put at the bottom there, the Mishnah Berurah says that a nursing mother, that would include her. However, if it's not difficult for him, even the chayla, or nursing, feeding mother, etc., should try and hold off from Zayin Av. Zayin Av this year is on the Thursday, because Tisha B'Av is on the Shabbos, and it's Nidcha, so that would be from the Thursday. And some ladies who have given birth, they hold off from Bosav Yayin from Zayin Av onwards. What's special about Zayin Av, the 7th of Av? And therefore it was a sort of an elevated form of Tzara, so therefore that's a point to note. It was Sudas Mitzvah. If, however, there is a Sudas Mitzvah, Kagoin, Mila, or Pidgin HaBen, someone makes a bris, or Pidgin HaBen, Vesil Masechta, Gamkin Mutarim, the Boss of a Yayin, then that is okay to have Boss of a Yayin that a Sudas Bris. For Chutz Me'avosav, the question is, who can you invite? Who can you invite to such a Suda, a Siyum, or whatever? You can, V'chutz Me'avosav, V'ochiv V'bonov, V'chutz Me'elu She'eshlaim Shcheiches B'mitzvah, Yochel Hazman Oida Sarah Noshim Rulereus. So to invite another 10 people in addition to the close family members, that would be okay. Ramosha, I've got at the bottom there, quoted in the Sefer of Shimon Eid of the 3 weeks. Ramosha rules that those people who normally eat together in such a situation would be able to join in. So that could extend to a whole, like a yeshiva, camp, etc. And many times in camp, if it is over the 9 days, over Tisha B'Av, or a school setting, please God, next week we're hoping to make a siyum in school for a certain situation, certain occasion. So then it's okay, fine to have the whole class and to invite some of the rebbes, etc., to join. That would be appropriate because that's what we would normally do in that sort of situation. Avul Rak, I'm just towards the end of the second box. Avul Rak Oysum Shigamba Pamacheres Hoyuboyin Elov and Ashes. Just people who would normally be there, that would be appropriate to invite. Now, the Koshel Havdalah, that's the famous question. What do you do with the Koshel Havdalah? So this Motzei Shabbos, you make Havdalah, you make it over wine or grape juice. Who gets to drink the wine? Because it's already Motzei Shabbos, that's already the restrictions of the 9 days are in place. So how do you deal with that? So says the Kitzer, Im Yesh Tinoik Sheyishde Roiv HaKos Noisin Loif. There is a child who can drink Roiv Kos, that is the best solution, give it to him. Vim Lav. If not, the person making havdalah can drink the wine. Interestingly, the person, the child in question, has got to be of a certain age. The Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, and others explain that he can't be too young, he can't be too old. He's got to be old enough that he's bar chinuch for this to work, but he can't be too old that he understands the morning of the Churban. So if you've got a kid who say, they say around the age of 7-8 is around the right age. Because if he's younger than that, then he's not bar chinuch to some drink the wine anyway. If he's older, let's say he's 10 or 11, then he can understand some of the restrictions of the 9 days and he shouldn't really be drinking the wine. But selechat chila, you should try and choose a child in between, if you like. If that's not possible, then you can choose another child, and then, even the kitzah says, the mavdil himself can drink the wine. Laundry. So this is Sif Tes in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Beis. V'chein ein mechapsin petishin yom meili. You're not allowed to laundry in these 9 days. V'afilu cholok a baggage she'ein erets l'lovsha adach hatanis. Even laundry for clothes, which you're not going to wear in the 9 days, but you're going to wear after Tisha B'Av, that is also not allowed. V'afilu l'sitom l'choyves ein yehudi also. Even to give them to a non-Jewish launderer, a dry cleaning, that's not allowed. So too, clothes which you use to wipe the kids, or kids, generally they get through clothes very quickly. So then that would be muta lachabzon, if there's no alternatives, they run out of clothes, etc. And perhaps the restriction which is the most difficult is that of bathing, washing. How does that work in the 9 days? So the Kitzur says this: Ein reichtzin betisha yomim elu. You're not allowed to bathe in these 9 days. Afilu betzoynein, even in cold water. Ach l'rafuah k'gan yeledes muberes. A lady who's given birth or a feeding mother would be okay, or any other medical needs. She'tayv l'lirchos, because for a lady in that situation is good for her to bathe. V'chein odem cholush. So to a weak person, she'tziva oisah harofa l'lirchos, that the doctor has told them they've got to wash. Nida also would have to wash in the normal way. Now, interestingly, first of all, how does this apply nowadays? When you learn these halachas, the modern hygiene and bathing has changed since the times. I think the reality has changed. We don't go to the bathhouse once a week to bathe. Modern plumbing, everyone's got baths at home. So, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it doesn't refer to the whole body. If a person wants to wash their face, arms, legs with cold water, the Mishnah Berurah says that is absolutely fine. More than that, the Igros Moshe in Evan Ho'ezer, in the fourth Chelek, in Pei Dalet, Ois Dalet, he says that one may be lenient and wash on a hot day if it's just for the purpose of removing sweat. So if a person feels sweaty and smelly and uncomfortable, then it would be fine to have a shower, so long as you're not doing it for pleasure. So to soak in a bubble bath would not be appropriate, but to have a shower, if your person is sweaty and it's on a hot day, Rav Moshe would be matir. Swimming for pleasure, swimming is not allowed in the 9 days. Regarding Erev Shabbos, so even if a person is not sweaty or whatever, then Rav Moshe rules, and again it's brought in the Sefer of Kitzel Ches Shabbos, the 3 weeks, the halachas, the summary of the 3 weeks by Rav Shimon Ida, he says that nowadays, because people bathe, like I said, regularly and often, one who normally bathes in hot water on Erev Shabbos may do so on Erev Shabbos Chazoin, so certainly this Shabbos, but even next Shabbos, which is Erev Shabbos Chazoin, then that would be fine to bathe and get ready for Shabbos as normal. Okay, yeah. It's a good question. What I've seen there in Shimon Ida's book, he says it's quite extreme, that it has to be for swimming is only allowed if it's really for sort of more like physiotherapy type of thing. But if it's for exercise, I don't know. You have to ask Shaila. But in Shimon Ida, he says that. He does say, interestingly, I've saw another sefer, that if a person is very hot and sweaty, to dip into a swimming pool, to just, do a quick lap and then out, that would be okay. But anything longer than that would be a problem. Okay, let's leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.